This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, John, we've been talking about this game a little bit off air, and you had shared something that surprised me. Lions should roll, and you have floated out whether or not certain players should be resting.
Well, I think you're taking my terminology a little bit too far, a little bit liberally.
Well, you can clarify it for everybody in Metro Detroit right here.
Sam LaPorta has been hurt. He hasn't even practiced yet this week. Could he practice if they were playing an NFC Championship game? I think we saw that last year. Sure. Taylor Decker. And here's where I really think they need to be cautious. We saw Frank Ragnow have the torn pack and then, quote unquote, rest or sit the week before a bye to buy that extra week. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, then the Indianapolis Colts. They've got a couple of weeks in here where they are clearly the better team. They have more depth. They have more talent. They're better coached. They execute at a higher level. Is this an opportunity that if a guy just simply isn't what they need him to be and in other circumstances would play, but now, and I don't think it's rest, I think it's get healthy, because what was the big talking point going into the playoffs last year? They were healthier than they had ever been during the season. And I think we have seen this throughout the course of Dan Campbell's time where they are willing to make the decision that the right thing to do for Za'Darius Smith is that he's not playing. He's in his 10th season in the NFL. He's played for a decade. We know what he can do for us. Would we love to have him this week? Yes. But we need him when we play Green Bay. We need him when we play the Bills. We need him in the second, third, and final round of the playoffs. So they decide to make the sacrifice as a franchise that he's not playing. He was healthy. He could have played. But the right thing for him was that he didn't play.
So you're talking LaPorta, Decker.
Possibly Frank. Decker. Frank.
Those are guys you would consider not playing against Jacksonville.
Correct.
Okay.
Or I think they should at least consider the option. And what we know about Frank, and none of us have the full medical report. We don't know how significant or insignificant the tear in his pectoral muscle is.
But it does feel like you're playing with fire there.
Sure.
In the sense that any game, any play could aggravate, could tear, could make it worse. Mm-hmm. You got to pick your battles. No, I'm just surprised from you, because the thing in the NFL is nobody's healthy this time of year. Everybody's got bumps and bruises. They only have a one game edge for the one seed right now. Mm-hmm. You got to win every single game, and letting off the gas even a little bit doesn't feel very John Jansen, and it doesn't feel very Dan Campbell.
Well, I'm not saying they do that. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying, would you consider this? And here's why I may consider it up front. And maybe it's not everybody up front. Maybe last week, Taylor Decker could have gone. Now, that would have been a much riskier proposition if you were just, hey, we're going to hold back because you're playing a first-place team. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, the offense didn't play very well. My concern mostly is with the offensive line. Offensive line, defensive line, you're going to get more bumps and bruises. You have more opportunity to get banged up than some of the other positions. And it is the one position where I am most concerned about depth. Now, if Frank doesn't play, we saw you move over Graham Glasgow, you bring in a Wosika, and you could still, especially at home. That's what it was the week before the bye. I think we all learned that if Taylor Decker, or God forbid, I'm not even going to say his name, the other tackle, were to go down, there is absolutely nothing that is backing them up. Dan Skipper, that was bad last week. When Taylor Decker couldn't go, that was bad. And I've watched this game over and over, and I keep thinking to myself, well, maybe next time I watch it, I'm not gonna feel the same way. No, I do. And it's not, you know, it's not on him. Like, he's doing everything he can. That's just where he is limited in being a left tackle. So if it's an extended time, you obviously would move Sewell over. Skipper would go to right.
Yeah, they explained that the reason they didn't is they were already too far into their game prep to make the swap left versus right.
And I'm not questioning that decision.
No,
I agree with the decision. The problem is, when that happens, Colby Sorsdahl still wasn't active. So they obviously don't have a lot of faith in him, because what if Skipper went down? Manu wasn't active. He wasn't going to go in the game. And even if he was active like that, I mean, from all the reports that we've heard, that's not a possibility at all right now. So if Skipper or Penei Sewell were to go down, what were they going to do at the tackle position? That's why I say they just need to be judicious with how they use their players.
If you're taking any of these guys out or resting them, Jared Goff immediately, too. You can't leave your quarterback out there without them out there.
Well, but you have to accommodate for it. And so if Decker last week wasn't healthy enough to go, the only concern that I have was in expecting Dan Skipper to do Taylor Decker things and to block one-on-one on the edge. That's where I had the concern, and it's going to happen at times, right? It's just the game dictates it, the play, the position on the field, the down and distance, all of that stuff will dictate it's going to happen at times. But why not give them a little bit more help with the running back, with the tight end, with formation, with motions, all of those different things? And so that's the only concern I have about a damn good team.
So I think right now the idea of truly resting somebody, no way.
Right.
Like, Frank, I would be stunned if they, like, that would be late in the year when you've got things clinched. And I think for him, because you got Glasgow, so you can trust the snapping process there, is maybe if you're ahead, you give them off a series or something like that.
At the end of the game?
Look, yeah, even mid. I mean, what if you're up this week, and since Decker's been banged up the most, you yank him out, you know, mid to late third quarter, and the next series with Goff out there, you run the plays the other way, basically. So you're protecting you see what I'm saying? Protecting from what happened last week. Because the bottom line is, right now, Jared Goff's getting hit too much.
Right.
Okay? So
the last
thing I'm doing is taking out any of these guys. You're playing. We got to tough it out, and there's an injury risk in this league. Look, we have to deal with
it. Look, they've rested guys a couple times this year. It's when they've built huge leads. That's the time to rest guys. Yep. If you get to the third quarter or the fourth quarter and you're up 21+, you're up three or more touchdowns, and you want to say, okay, we're going to get Goff out of the game.
So you expect Laporta to go, if he's at all able to go, you expect him to go. Decker, if he's at all able to go, yes, you expect him to go.
Yes.
Because there have been times, and I'm just going off of what we've seen. Again, we don't have the injury report.
Again,
I don't know the severity of any of these injuries.
If it is medically deemed that they should sit, I'm not going to say shoot them up and force them into the game. My point is, this is football. If it's just regular old bumps and bruises as the season drags on, until they've clinched the one seed, until they've earned the rest in game, you put your best foot forward and you try to pummel Jacksonville. Because the moment you stop putting your best foot forward, you start to lose momentum. You start to slide a little bit. You pick up a loss you shouldn't have. You lose the edge that has made this team the best team in the NFC and the best team in football. The idea that they would rest guys, 248-539-9797, is a question, I guess, of how confident you are in this game, but also that you think they can just run the table without playing everybody. Right? And I think that could be a dangerous game.
Right, but I think you're using a term that I'm not using. I'm not saying rest them.
So what word are you using?
If they're injured, and if it's an NFC Championship game, they would go, but against Jacksonville, they don't.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a gray area.
Yeah, it's a gray area. And we've seen that. We've seen them manipulate the roster times before. And the reason I was considering this or wanted to discuss this is they needed pass rush help. They got it in Za'Darius Smith, but they didn't play him because they know that they need him through the stretch run. They know they need Taylor Decker, Frank Ragnow. And no, it's not going to be a mass. We're going to rest all of our starters. You can't do that.
Yeah,
there's not enough guys on the roster.
Exactly.
Right. So when do you pick and choose when guys can go and can't go?
All right, this game this week, some ticket texts. John didn't like that we used the word rest, but the question was, do they let off at all? Do they sit a guy or two who's on the fence, given that it's Jacksonville, it's an AFC opponent, these are winnable games, it's a 13.5-point spread? Or is it, hey, if you can go, you go. One seed's not locked up, job not finished. Yep. Which camp are you in? 248-539-9797. Texter says, why not make it a preseason game for Decker, Laporta, and Frank? They play the first quarter or get out with a double-digit lead, whatever comes first.
Oh, I think if they go, there's no question once they get up, there's going to be a lot of players that that will be taken out. But the question is, when does that happen? It's usually not until the fourth quarter, so you've played the majority of the game.
And once you get up, you have to finish.
Yes, you do. Well done. Yes.
This one says, the topic sounds like we've assumed the game has already been won. John, how would you and teammates react if you were in that Jags locker room and heard this before the game? Remember, any given Sunday.
Yeah, that's always the problem. I get it. And I'm not saying they should do this. I'm asking the question.
What does John know? It's not like he played in the league for years. Let's sit back and listen to everybody else. That's a ticket text. Another one says, I don't think it's a terrible idea with all of our healthy guys to use them up. To start all of our healthy guys like the preseason and then give them a quarter or two to see where the game is from there. That's Nate in Warren. If they're up 3 touchdowns, no need for them to come back.
Well, but here's the thing, and I didn't even think about this. We've kind of asked the question because of the way that Dan Campbell and this staff has handled injuries previously. There are times where we thought a guy, but they gave him more time to recover. They haven't used guys when they've been dinged up. And in watching the game, I have major concerns about what would happen in the playoffs when you're playing against really good defensive fronts, when you're playing against much better teams that will make you pay for mistakes if Dan Skipper is your starting tackle on either side.
Well, I share the concern. I do. And specifically, Penei Sewell to me is the linchpin of this offense.
Yeah.
But the problem is I'm putting him out there every single game.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any injuries. You're not at all talking about prematurely resting guys.
I'm talking about guys that
are
hurt.
Something, who are on the injury. Laporta's maybe the best example. Has not practiced yet this week. Left last week with an injury.
Yeah.
If he is on the fence, you would say, hey, kick your feet up, Sam. It's a long season. We don't need you against Jacksonville.
Well, it was even at the beginning of the year when we heard from Dan Campbell. Like, okay, he didn't start the season. And, well, okay, how come we haven't seen more of Laporta? Well, he's been a little bit dinged up. We didn't really put a whole lot of plays, even though he was playing, him to get the ball.
Well, I could see more of that then. I could see him in the game with a reduced role, but the idea they still want the other team to game plan for him. If it is a tight game or it's a critical third down early and they need it to get up, he's in the game. That's the camp I'm in. I would, again, if he medically does not get cleared, I'm not telling them to do something dangerous or reckless or put a player's safety at risk. My point is, if it is just regular old NFL bumps and bruises, hey, he's just going to have to tough it up.
And so as a player, if a coach comes to me and says, hey, you know what, you're not 100%, we don't want you to go, I'm going to say, you know, F you. I'm playing.
Yeah.
And as well, when Frank wanted to play, Dan's walking down the hall, all of a sudden somebody shoves him. And it was Frank Ragnow. Like, all of those things are true, but it's ultimately up to the staff as to who they activate and who they don't.
John, I agree with you. Ticket Texture says we're as thin as far as having backups on the offensive line. It's why this last draft was disappointing to me. We should have added a more polished offensive lineman, swing tackle, guard, etc., for depth.
Well, and they do have Mahogany back. And
he's a six-round pick who really hasn't shown anything. Like, that's not the same level of what this Texture's saying.
Right, but he's also an inside guy.
Yeah.
An interior, you know, player. And so, yeah, I think they have decent depth. They have depth that they can count on inside. They don't have it on the outside.
Yeah, he was inactive last week too, but I do think, out of all this discussion right now, I just think it's premature. You just can't risk sitting offensive linemen for what it will do to the Goff potentially and the running right. backs. You expose the running backs maybe in a, you know, but they do need to get Mahogany on the field because they need, I've always felt this way. I don't know, John, you'll agree. You play the position. If you've got two backups that you can really count on, offensive linemen, you're in pretty good shape because everything can't be perfect, okay? So if you got Awosika and then you got Mahogany that you can trust coming in there, and then you got Skipper as your third, I don't know if you can get any better than that.
But Skipper is your first on the edge.
Yes.
Well, none of those other guys can play tackle.
Correct.
Right, right. So, but you've got to move Sewell over.
And that's
what
scenario,
they found. That's yes. Right. If Decker's out anymore, they found that out last week. That maybe that's why they did it, was to see if Skipper could hold his own over there. So now they know they've got to move Sewell over. And I would think if they found out later in the week like they did, they would still do it.
Oh, I think you're insulting their intelligence. I think it happened so late in the week that they didn't go into that game going, well, let's see what Skipper can do. I guarantee you,
the better tackle is.
Hank Fraley is looking at it going, I know he can't hold up. But we don't have a choice late in the week.
Yeah.
And so if it does happen earlier or for extended period of time, yes, the obvious answer is you move Sewell over.
And to your point, John, if they make a determination middle of the week, then they can game plan that way. So what you're saying is be more intentional about this. They were intentional about resting guys previously.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were resting Frank, trying to buy an extra week along with the bye.
I think that's part of it. There's no bye week for months now.
Right, there's no bye week. And so, I don't, like, what could he have gone that week if he had to? I think the answer is probably yes.
Yeah, he would have gutted it out. We know everything about
that. So they were able to get that extra week.
I was a little suspicious of this last year when a couple offensive linemen were out. Just kind of, you thought things were fine, and then all of a sudden you get the late in the week, and oh, look who popped up. And it happened here, and I'm suspicious. Are they load managing?
So I'm saying it out loud. All right, I'm asking the question out loud. I'm not saying this is how I would do it, but I've kind of felt that way since Dan has been the head coach, that there are times where they take advantage of a guy being on the injury report and say, we're going to give you a week.
Caution.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is Dan Campbell load managing? Is he stealing something from the NBA?
Well, people don't like it in the NBA. So when you say that, I think like people go, oh, Dan would never.
Well, when do you have to be your healthiest? When does it matter the most?
Playoffs.
Playoffs. And where were they the healthiest last year? And probably of all the NFL teams, it was the Lions.
You know, they've
really highlighted the best way for them to be healthy is to have a bye week in the playoffs. They have yet to secure the bye week in the playoffs.
Yep.
So that would still be
And it's still
the
playing
light.
Against an NFL team with a former first-round quarterback. Now, he hasn't lived up to that, you know, position.
Mac Jones.
So they have four games in 3 weeks right now.
Yeah, this is a bit of a gauntlet, just in terms of a schedule, not opponents.
And to me, that's why Laporta doesn't play Sunday. I'd be pretty surprised if he was out there.
A texture says stagger them. Like, don't have them all sit one game. Like,
right. Again, you can't sit everybody.
That's load managing, though.
Yeah, that is.
It's staggering. I know it's kind of when you put that word on it. Ooh.
That word carries a connotation with some people. Oh, they load management. What is this, the NBA? Those soft millionaires who can't play every day? Not football, not Dan Campbell's Lions.
But you got the four games in 3 weeks, and then they do have a mini bye after that Packer home game. You've got the 10-day window
before Buffalo. The Bills, yes. So. Yeah. But you don't want to sit people for Thanksgiving. You don't want to sit people for a primetime Packer game. You don't want to sit people for Buffalo.
Division opponent. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those games coming up too.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.